Hello, family and friends. The title of today's message is kindness. Let's pray. Father, we come today ready to receive. We know, Father, your word is truth. We know that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, that the entrance of your word gives light. So we come today for more light. Father, show us today about kindness. And we choose not only to hear this word, but to obey and put this word into action in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks are going to talk today about this topic, kindness. My friends, in these end of the end times, there is so much unkindness in the world. DeFacebook doesn't help that, as people just love to spew out hatred and negative towards others. But as Christians, we are called to be kind and loving to all mankind, not just to family and friends and the ones that are easy to love, but to all mankind. Let's talk today about kindness and start in Galatians 5, 22 and 23 in the Amplified Bible. 22, but the fruit of the Spirit, the result of His presence within us, is love, unselfish concern for others, joy, inner peace, patience, not the ability to wait, but how we act while waiting, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, 23, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. My friends, the fruit of the Spirit, the result of His presence, the Holy Ghost inside of us, includes kindness. We don't have to search for kindness. If we're born again, it's already inside of us. And just like love, all we have to do is let it come out of us as we go about in our daily walk. Now, Ephesians 4:32 in the Amplified Classic Bible, and become useful and helpful and kind to one another, tender-hearted, compassionate, understanding, loving-hearted, forgiving one another readily and freely as God in Christ forgave you. Folks, we are called to be kind to one another, not the ones that we pick and choose that are kind to us. No, we are to let the fruit of the Spirit come out of us in our daily walk. Wherever we go in life, we can choose to let kindness come out of us. Now, Zechariah 7:9 in the Amplified Bible. Thus has the Lord of hosts said, dispense true justice and practice kindness and compassion to each other. My friends, we have to practice kindness, just like the other fruits of the Spirit, because our flesh does not always want to be kind to one another. It wants to rise up when people do us wrong and give them a piece of our mind. But that's not what God has called us to do. He's called us to practice kindness and compassion to one another. Zechariah 7:9 in the Amplified Classic says, thus has the Lord of hosts spoken, execute true judgment and show mercy and kindness and tender compassion, every man to his brother. Folks, mercy and kindness are tied closely together because just like us, not everyone else is perfect. I hope that's not a revelation to anybody out there, but we all have weaknesses and we have to show mercy when people are having a bad day and maybe we think they deserve to get a little bit of correction shown their way, but we are called to show mercy and kindness and compassion to others. Now let's go to Proverbs 11:17 in the Amplified. The merciful and generous man benefits his soul, for his behavior returns to bless him. But the cruel and callous man does himself harm. My friends, we're not kind because we want something back, but God is a sowing and reaping God. And if we behave properly, we are going to get blessed for our kindness, because God is a God of blessing. Proverbs 11:17 in the Contemporary English Bible, kindness is rewarded, but if you are cruel, you hurt yourself. Folks, on the opposite side of the coin, if we're not kind to other people, we are going to hurt ourselves. We have to choose to walk in the fruits of the Spirit, including kindness. Now Luke 6:35 in the Amplified Classic, but love your enemies and be kind and do good, doing favor so that someone derives benefit from them and lend, expecting and hoping for nothing in return, but considering nothing as lost and despairing of no one. And then your recompense, your reward will be great, rich, strong, intense, and abundant. And you will be sons of the Most High, for He is kind and charitable and good to the ungrateful and the selfish and wicked. My friends, we're called to act like Christ, and He is kind and charitable and good. To who? Not just the good people, the nice, no, to the ungrateful and selfish and the wicked. We're called to be kind, just like Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Now, Proverbs 3, 1 through 6 in the Amplified, the rewards of wisdom. 1, my son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. 2, for length of days and years of life worth living, and tranquility and prosperity, the wholeness of life's blessings, they will add to you. 3, do not let mercy and kindness and truth leave you. Instead, let these qualities define you. Bind them securely around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. 4, so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. 5, trust and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. 6, in all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize Him, and He will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. Folks, notice, mercy, kindness, and truth, these qualities should define us, and then we find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. A lot of times people say, well, I'm a Christian, so I have favor in the sight of God and man. But see, the verse before that says, mercy, kindness, and truth. Those qualities unlock the favor of God and with God and man. Now let's go to Proverbs 31:10. In the Amplified Bible, description of a worthy woman. Verse 10, an excellent woman, one who is spiritual, capable, intelligent, and virtuous. Who is he who can find her? Her value is more precious than jewels, and her worth is far above rubies or pearls. My friends, we're talking about an excellent, virtuous woman here in this description. In verse 26, what does that include? She opens her mouth in skillful and godly wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue, giving counsel and instruction. My friends, this doesn't just apply to women. This is for men and women. If we're a godly person, we can teach kindness. And there's no better example than showing people how to act kind to one another. And we can give counsel and instruction as we live a life that's an example of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now Colossians 3:12 in the Amplified. So as God's own chosen people who are holy, set apart, sanctified for His purpose, and well-beloved by God Himself, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, which has the power to endure whatever injustice or unpleasantness comes with good temper. My friends, I like this one. We're set apart, right, for God's purpose, but we could put on a heart of compassion and kindness and all those other traits. It's like putting on a jacket, putting on the garment of praise. We could put on a heart of compassion and kindness. Now let's close today in 1 Corinthians 13:4 in the Amplified Bible. Love endures with patience and serenity. Love is kind and thoughtful and is not jealous or envious. Love does not brag and is not proud or arrogant. My friends, one of the characteristics of love is that love is kind. And when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that born-again day, that saved day, love came inside of us. And one of the characteristics of love is kindness. Let's choose to let that characteristic come out of us in our everyday lives and be quick to repent when we mess up. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful that you're a kind God. You are such a good and merciful God. We love you, Father. We choose to live in the fruits of the Spirit, including kindness. And thank you for your mercy. We miss you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, you can contact us at celebratejesusministry@gmail.com or by phone at 812-449-8147. We love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.